Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Yo.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
AJ's performing in front of 500 people.
Yep.
And they're not tribe members.
No, sold out Altoona, New York, which is almost Canada. So we have to leave at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to drive up there to set everything up, do the show, then stay overnight at a hotel, and then come back on Sunday.
How much are you getting paid?
We did not discuss that.
AJ!
Come
fucking
on.
Fucking sucker.
Oh my God.
You know you're not getting paid, right?
No, what's he going to throw you, 100 or two?
Probably in the hotel room.
I like Dave a lot, and like I would do the same thing. If somebody is just like, okay, you'd be like, okay, fine.
Right.
Actually, I'm the opposite. Like, I offer money to interns and shit to do stuff that they should do for free just because I feel bad, and I know what it's like.
I'm a newbie to the comedy world, so, you know, I haven't gotten to that part where I ask for money yet.
So you're going
to
drive a fucking day.
Well, I'm riding his truck. He's driving us.
Okay.
So I just have to go to his house in Woodbury.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Mm.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Just checking.
Dude, but for the experience.
But I'm sure he's going to throw me some bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he'll throw you money, but it's not going to be. You have to pay me a lot of money for me to lose Saturday night, Sunday.
Right. Well, I figure Saturday night I'm on a comedy show.
Yeah.
So I get to see two comedians besides myself and experience 500 people sold out that don't even know me.
That's the thing I like about this is you'll know right off the bat.
I got a good gauge.
Because every show you've done so far, it's predominantly the tribe, and they love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can go up there and be horrible, and they'll, you know, they love you.
Right. But Dave was saying that this, like, it's a really, like, 500 is an easy crowd. He says, because you figure, he goes, if there's 500 people in there and like half of the people laugh at your jokes, that's 250 people laughing at your jokes. As opposed to if you're in a room with 30 people and like only six laugh, that's not good at all.
Good point.
So you'll still be, you know, be energized by it. And he said, this is the easiest crowd you'll ever have. He goes, you can go up there and go, boo, and they will laugh their asses off. So I'm hoping he wasn't joking.
Well, he's not going to tell you that this is a rough crowd.
Right.
So drive all day Saturday.
Right.
And work for and set up equipment.
Right.
And then play and then stay in almost Canada.
Right.
And then drive back and lose half a Sunday.
Right.
For a shitty crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are you nervous? How are you feeling about it?
Bizarrely, I'm not nervous. I don't know why. Mm. It happened last time also, last couple of times. I'm not nervous anymore. I don't know why, but I'm not.
Do you get nervous right before you're about to go
No, I get eager. I just want to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know? Of course, I get a text from him like maybe like half an hour ago. I didn't get the music yet. I'm like, I sent it yesterday. So now I'm resending everything and hoping that my music, I'm doing like three of my parody songs on stage live. Mm. And like he only has the music for one, the fart song.
All right. Just tell me what you need. I'll put it on the desk.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Don't want to see it right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. I mean, it's an experience.
I give you a lot of credit.
You know?
I mean, I get petrified when I talk on the mic in front of people.
Same.
And I've never gotten over it.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this since I was 13.
Yeah.
I'm 53, so that's 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like going into rooms that are full of people.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit out in the car for a couple of minutes because I'm freaking out.
But yet, every single time you're at the mic at, like appearances or, like, you know, we do like the kind of fundraiser. You are magic up there. You come up with stories touched by their hearts.
Right, I'll
never forget
the one time
we did the thing for the was it muscular dystrophy or was it the cystic fibrosis? And you went up there and you friggin' everybody. You touched every single person's heart. And I'm like, holy shit, look at this fucking guy. And he tells me, oh, I can't do this. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah,
you're magic at the mic.
There are days where I feel like I don't know where that came from.
Right. Well, who cares where it comes from? It only came.
I shit my pants, and that's just, you know, I'm never the main attraction there.
Right.
And I'm never going up on stage with the premise, like, I'm going to speak and you're going to laugh.
Right.
That's tough.
Well, usually the sight of me makes people laugh, so we're good there.
So I didn't want to do any of the roasts.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it.
It's terrible.
Well, my problem.
You did
with the
great,
roast,
Pam. Yeah, I saw your deal. You did great.
My problem with
freaking
the roast
out
is the fact that they get to fire back later on. So I'm more of a disher. I can take some, but after a while, I'm like, then I start getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So I need to work on that more.
Yeah, you want
to
be the last one at the roast. You want to be the honoree, so you go up there and you can fucking nuke everyone.
Blast, 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 blast,
you
blast.
You can gauge how bad they were to you, and then you could give an appropriate rebuttal.
Right. How hard a kick in the ass is going to give each one.
Right.
Right. Yes, that's going on tomorrow.
Oh, you'd be great.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, and record it.
Yeah, I always set my phone, put it up, and let it go. I usually I'm gonna try for 20 minutes. I've never done 20 minutes before. I've done
20 minutes is long.
The most I've done so far is 13 minutes. So I'm going seven extra minutes. So which when you're on stage, 7 minutes is a long fucking time.
A minute is a long time.
Yeah.
Do you know how you're gonna start? Like what you're gonna begin with?
Yeah, I'm just gonna I always come out making fun of myself. I just come out making fun of myself. I come out, maybe sometimes I'll start singing a song and get the audience to sing with me. I'll be like, hey, and then point the mic to them. They do it. We go back and forth. Then I go, I don't know the rest of it.
Right.
I just like, all right, that's all I know. And then they end up laughing, get your first laugh out immediately. And then I usually launch into my upbringing, what I look like, you know, how folks react when they finally meet me, stuff like that.
Well, Connor was on the air today saying that's a great approach.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know that was your approach, but he said to make fun of yourself, the audience realizes that you're not full of yourself.
Exactly, because I so am not.
Yeah.
You know?
He said 10 minutes. That could be half your set
crazy
right there.
Right. There are some things I like about myself, but I really am hardest on myself.
That's why all the selfies.
Exactly.
In the gym pictures.
Exactly.
Swahili!
Pictures of your feet.
Because I need people to turn around and say, hey, that's a great picture. Makes me feel like not jumping off a roof.
Right. Yeah. You need encouragement.
Exactly. I have needs, for Christ's sake.
I think you should put like pictures of your feet up on a screen behind you.
Right.
And have a conversation between your two feet.
Right.
You're so beautiful. No, you're
left,
so beautiful.
Left
you're
and right.
so beautiful.
Right.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't have any favorites. I love them both equally, like children.
Oh,
right
really?
Now, it's gonna be the right one. The left
there's
one's
always one
the
child.
Pain, right?
Oh, yeah,
well,
the left
hated.
One's all fucked up.
Which
now?
One has the scar?
That's the less lefty.
Oh, so.
Lefty has a scar now.
Yeah.
That's his name now. No, Lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarface.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. That fucking snow yesterday with my beat ass friggin' snowblower did not help at all. I have more pain now. I'm on total leave right now.
Jeez.
I don't know what you're gonna do about that foot.
Can I say? AJ was leaving the studio yesterday, and he's like, does anyone have a plastic bag?
Yeah, because where's the stupid boot?
Yeah, and Phil comes in with a paper bag.
I didn't know what the fuck the bag was for.
Know.
He told me.
He didn't know.
So I got him a trash bag that
did
he wrapped
work?
Around his foot.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Did you slide, though? I drove home with it.
I came inside the house with it. Yeah. I had to go through drifts in my home.
Were you slipping and sliding with that bag on your foot?
Not at all, but the maintenance guy, the guy who takes care of the building supervisor, maintenance guy, whatever it's called, he saw me putting the bag over my foot, and he's like, stopped me smiling and looking at me. I go, I got to go do my trick. He goes, hey, whatever. Just walk away.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I don't speak English.
Yeah, Lefty thought you were trying to kill him.
Exactly. Hey.
Suffocate. I can't breathe the hair.
Swim
where the fish is, Lefty.
Yeah,
before we go, of course, thanks to the tribe for calling in, listening to the Week in Review. It was nice to hear Charles on the show.
It was?
Where the hell did he go?
Seriously. Yeah, and his voice is now deeper. He's
it
becoming
is
a
deeper.
Man.
It is.
I noticed that. How old is he now?
14?
14.
Maybe?
14. I think he is 14.
Becoming a man.
Yep. He thinks when he's 16, he's going to drive my Fairlane.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
And then Ketchup Bob called in several times.
Oh, right.
And you were saying he was very pleased with his swimming pool joke?
Yes, we made that joke. And on Facebook later, he posted, this morning on the Chaz and AJ show, I called him with the top 10 reasons why people hate winter. My answer was, I was going to say it hurts when jumping into the swimming pool, but I'll go with cabin fever. And then he wrote, kind of enjoyed saying that. So he was so happy with his funny comment.
Right.
Yep.
He has to post it.
Yep. Yes. He used 2 packets of ketchup in Triumph.
Yeah.
I bet it hurts every time he jumps into the swimming pool because there's no water left after he gets in.
Right. It was such a weird joke.
What the fuck? Right?
And he
was so excited about it.
Yeah.
I love Bob.
And then, he was going to have, we were talking about sex in the back of a pickup.
Yeah.
For a pickup truck.
Exactly.
And then I said, would you do it? And he said, no. And I said, for a bottle of ketchup. And there was this pause, like he's thinking about it.
Yeah. Actually, he has sex with the ketchup bottle.
Oh my God. You know what we should do? We should get an inflatable pool, fill it up with ketchup, and have him lay in it.
Or have a girl dress up as a bottle of ketchup.
Right, exactly.
Have two girls ketchup wrestling in it.
Oh, God.
Ketchup wrestling.
He'd have a heart attack.
Yep, oh, he exploded
my
right
God.
There.
Yeah.
They could dress like sexy cowboys, and they have squirt guns filled with ketchup.
Oh, he wouldn't even notice the girls.
Right, he would just see the ketchup.
Ketchup!
Ketchup!
Oh, ketchup. Oh.
He'd whip a burger out of his pocket that he keeps
right,
with him.
Right, dip it in there.
Yeah, and it's still warm. How's that happen? Yeah.
Well, I was going to bring it to AJ, but, you know, since there's ketchup here now.
Liz, I don't want to waste pockets. The ketchup.
And then Dom from Long Island, he's coming to visit us.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's coming in with his boy.
All right.
Are you sure? Because he doesn't seem like he feels God. Welcome.
You need to email him like 50 times to cover one piece of information.
Just doing bold caps. Get the
so
fuck
he emails me, when can I come in on Valentine's Day? And I said, yes, 9 o'clock. And then he, okay, Chaz, just to clarify, is that 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.? Thinking, what the fuck do you think I'm doing at 9 o'clock? Do you think I'm going out to dinner at 9
right.
o'clock?
Seriously.
At night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
So there's like a million emails just to say, Dom, yes, come into the building at 9 o'clock a.m.
Right.
with your son.
And as a Long Islander growing up, I would like to, at this point, say he is not indicative of us Long Islanders.
Yeah. He's a good guy, big heart, but yeah. Geez, how many emails?
Well, he's been texting me since Tuesday.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, multiple times a day. So he's like, oh my God, I want to do all these things. I want to come on, but like, you know, I don't want to come on and not talk because last time we got like made fun of for not talking. I'm like, listen, this is what you do. You come in the studio, you shut the fuck up, and you just sit there until Chaz talks to you on the air. Then
right.
now you can answer. If you just sit there and look at him silent, yes, of course we're gonna fucking make fun of you.
Right.
But like, just be a person. Just be yourself. Don't come yeah. and be a character.
Oh, all so, right. So we yeah. okay, good, because I don't want him to come and think he needs to do the opposite.
Exactly.
And just fuck everything up.
Just
and keep talking.
Be,
bring his horn.
Be yourself. Just yeah. be yourself. So then he's like, well, you know, I used to be neighbors with Sean Landetta. I heard you guys were talking to him. I can
Why
have
wouldn't
him,
he tell us that then?
I can have him come with me. And I'm like,
no.
Dom
is putting his own show together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's stressing himself out over that.
Well, right. I think what it is he's one of those guys where like he asks never expecting the answer to be yes. And then when he's like, oh, yeah, of course you can come in. He's like, I don't know what to do. I got to do all these things. I got to get all this shit ready. And it's like, no, dude, just come in.
Just
sit
come
down.
Here. Just come
and
in. Just sit
have
down.
Fun.
And be a normal
you don't
person.
Come fucking
hang
out.
Like he does at the events. He
yeah.
comes. He's a great guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
Bring a Sicilian pizza from Long Island.
That's a great idea.
Holy shit. Now, it'll be cold
White
by
Castle.
The time he gets here.
We can rewarm it. We're still good.
Yeah, we could.
I haven't had Sicilian pie.
Thank you.
In a long time.
Sicilian pie from Long Island.
And
look at Pam. She's freaking out.
Can he also
you
bring...
You fucking mentioned pizza, and she's like,
Long Island bagels. Long Island bagels.
We've been talking about Long Island bagels all morning. It's been killing me.
Right.
So he needs to bring that.
They actually like get dough from Long Island, and like other parts of the country use dough from Long Island because of the water. It's like people in Arizona.
That's
have
true
Long Island
with Brooklyn.
Bagels.
I don't know about Long Island.
Oh. Yeah, but Long Island also. Long Island Strathmore bagels was big, huge.
All right.
Huge. So yeah. So then Dom just texted me today. So am I coming in Tuesday? Just want to confirm.
How many
oh
times?
God,
how many
now.
Times, Dom?
Did I make the cut or what, mofo? I need to know these things.
Ugh,
oh, my
God.
Tell him text one more goddamn time you're out.
Here, leave the fucking horn home and bring some bagels.
Right. All right,
yeah.
Here's what I'm going to write. Leave the fucking horn. Leave
the horn is kind of funny, though.
Yeah, on the phone.
Yeah,
on the phone.
Yeah, when you're on Long Island.
When you can control it to one phone call.
Leave the horn, take the bagels.
Leave the fucking
tell
horn
Dom,
home.
Tell Dom, send your son, stay home.
Yeah.
Bring some bagels.
And the Sicilian pizza, too.
Bring your son.
And some meatballs.
Yeah,
and that's
White Castle.
It.
And carrot cake.
Yeah, all of it.
All right, so here's what I wrote back. Leave the fucking horn home, bring some bagels, bring your son, and that's it.
Send.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that too.
Send. I know he will, too, all of it. He needs a task, I think.
We'll see how this goes Tuesday at 9 a.m. when he comes in studio.
Completely yeah.
Fail.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, so everybody's ready?
Yes.
Yep, I'm ready.
Define ready.
I got mine all set like months ago.
Phil's in good shape.
I'm in great shape.
Pam?
I don't know. What's I have no idea what's going to happen on Valentine's Day.
Well, are you going to get your guy a card?
I don't know. Do I? I guess so.
Have you had sex?
Yes.
Get him a card.
Okay. Do I have to get him a gift?
Sympathy card.
Give him something he won't like, but you will. Like
Cool Whip.
That's a great idea.
Pickle beans.
I guess I gotta like get him something, right?
Yeah.
Food. But I'm just nervous that he's not gonna get me anything, and I'm gonna look like an idiot giving him something.
So you wait until he hands you something.
Are you
first.
Going out to dinner?
I don't know. We have not talked about it at all.
That means no.
But the drive-thru's closed.
But I
he has not mentioned any dinner.
No.
That means no.
Because typically it'd be Saturday night or Tuesday afternoon.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. Saturday night or Sunday afternoon or Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Nothing has been mentioned.
Do you guys have any plans for any of those times?
No.
Okay.
We may see each other tonight.
May?
Well, it's kind of tough.
Well, it's hard with his job. I don't know what's going on.
It's so kind of tough because his family's at home. You know what I'm saying?
His wife's home.
Wife and the kids.
The wife and kids. You know? Right. I can't make it. The kids are sick.
I know. Yeah. I'm also very not like, I'm not.
You're not pursuing. You're waiting for him to say something.
I'm waiting. And I also don't really need to go out to dinner. I'm okay if I just see him and we hang out at home at one of our houses.
So if he like drives by and just beeps the horn, keeps going, that's good?
All right. This is what you do. You get a card.
Okay.
Right? Write the card out. Don't give it to him unless he gives you a card.
Okay.
All right. You have it in your purse or wherever. Mm-hmm. Right. And then if he gives you a card, you pull out a card.
Oh, here you go.
Right. And that's it. If he gives you a gift, don't worry about it. The card is good.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Pam will be at home eating Cool Whip by yourself.
Yep.
I guarantee that's probably what's going to be happening.
AJ, what are you doing for your wife?
We don't usually do anything. We just order some takeout, like some sushi,
spend some time,
sushi brewing, and I get a card, she gets a card, that type of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to talk about what I'm doing now because it's she could find out.
Top secret.
Not a big deal, not a lot.
But you're still doing something.
One of the things we're going to do is on Sunday afternoon we're going to go to the Charcoal Chef in Woodbury.
Nice.
Which is where we went for the first time last year.
Where's Lionel Richie?
Exactly, and that's what happened. The
with
booze,
my hearing, my
the
left
drinks
ear.
There are so strong. It's instant good time.
Right. Nice.
And that's what's so cool about her. She can go anywhere and be like, this is the best time ever.
Yeah.
So we'll go. We'll have a great time.
Be ready to record.
That's right. I'll have it ready. All right. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there. Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. Thank you to the tribe. Did you just hurt your foot?
His foot.
It's always that foot.
This stupid fucking boot.
Well, there you go.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.